Just do this. I'm here with John Evans, and we just finished a terrific set here in Los Angeles. And this beat, I'm telling you, this village vibe that you have. I come from New York, and I used to hang out in the village around about the time when we were talking about
really?
Here.
Really?
And I'm used to snapping my fingers and going in and finding amazing jazz players in the oddest of places. And here we found a little room. It holds about 50 people. We almost filled it up here tonight, and we did an amazing show, and you did an amazing show.
Thank you.
You read impeccably from amazing poets, impeccably, with seemingly their voice, if I may say.
Yeah.
Well, you seem to be able to slip in and out of character.
Well, I've been an actor for a long time, for over 40 years, a producer as well as a writer. And finally, I came up with something that actually resonated with me, but I had to make it resonate with young people. And when I did it for young people in Toronto, which is where the whole thing started, some of the rap artists came up and said, "Where did you get that stuff?"
Yeah.
And it was because they were so mesmerized by it, because what they're always doing is 4-4,
right?
AABB kind of rhyme scheme. Whereas this is syncopation, this is 6-8, this is 5-4, and it goes at a little Coltrane-ish, as you know, in the Kerouac, and great fun doing it. But also the literature, if I can get it really right, resonates, because the message is the message in the beat time.
We're still having this conversation.
Still having the conversation, and what's going on in America and Canada too.
Yeah, we're not alone.
Same issues. Oh no,
absolutely.
And only Europe is the same way. Everybody's going through the same.
And it's hard to believe we're still having this conversation, but here we are.
Yeah,
we're having
that's
it.
Right.
But our roots come from there. You talk about the rap artists. How much of that came from those spoken word artists? How much inspiration came out of the Apollo and places where spoken word and poetry was common, if not more so than musicians in some places in the village?
I wonder if they listened to those people. But when I heard the rap stuff hit the air, I thought, finally, it's the return of the word.
The poets are back.
Yeah,
the return of the word
as opposed to the doo-wop and so on and all the noise, which is great too.
You know,
great entertainment, but I thought, you know, is it possible to get some T.S. Eliot?
Yeah.
And I was working with Shakespeare for a while. Now, Shakespeare, when it's in verse, doesn't quite work well because he's iambic pentameter, right? 5-4, and he'll shake you up in a second. So you can't do a 4-4 beat, but you can do it with the prose.
And you can do the phrasing of those poetry, because they use their vocabulary.
Yes.
We have words that flow better with jazz. That's some of the disappointing parts, I think, of the newer spoken word, is that the vocabulary is sort of taken a high school level, whereas they were trying to pick chosen words.
Painfully.
You have to gain a vocabulary before you can use a vocabulary.
Exactly. But we have to have a lot of patience with it, because when we started out with in the 50s with rock and roll, it was all doo-wop, and our parents were saying, you know, what is that stupid music, you know?
And where's the poetry they were saying?
Yeah,
right?
That's right. And they were talking about Igor Gorin and Mary Alonzo and all these great singers.
Songs.
You know, great songs. And these guys were breaking rules. They're breaking rules.
Playing wrong chords.
Playing wrong chords. But to embrace the wrong.
Yeah.
And then you go a step further, Dan.
Yeah.
And you say, there's nothing wrong with us.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with us. We can keep trying to do the wrong thing or the right thing without feeling so much guilt about ourselves.
And we embrace the diversity around us, right? We shared it, and we mixed it, and we all broke the rules together with what made it fun.
As long as it doesn't hurt anybody, you know, as long as you're not...
And, you know, when I grew up in it was a different time, as it was, I'm sure, where you grew up. And in the village and in Harlem and in places like that, as a little white Jewish kid from suburbs, it was so eye-opening for me. And then to hear that poetry, to hear that kind of music... When did that moment happen in your life? What was it that happened when you were young that gave you this passion, that gave you those voices, that gave you the ability to get inside that guy's head and
this is a crazy thing, but where it happened to me was with my father.
Yeah.
He'd come home with 78 of who was it? Like Robert Merrill?
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know if you remember those
oh,
names.
I know the name. Like
but he said, listen to this. And the one song that really stuck to me was, and it's a corny song, but of the Bluebird of Happiness.
Yeah.
You know, and when that rhythm hits, Bluebird of Happiness. Of course, they absolutely full-throated of happiness.
And
I began to enjoy the sound of it.
It sounded like joy.
Yeah. And then when I go into college and you find out that there's all stuff on your reading list that you'll never read unless you put it to music. You put it to music and people listen.
People listen.
I would never be doing T.S. Eliot.
Oh, no. Without that.
It's dry on a page.
Yeah.
You know,
you wouldn't get him in the door.
I wouldn't get him in the door, and I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You know, but you put him to music, and you kind of go, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think it's important. This is, as you said, this is a little more than a show. This is a little more.
Well,
this
thank
is an
you.
Experience.
Thank
this
you.
Is something that young people should experience.
It's a bit of a tough sell, I must admit.
So
but,
where you go next?
What? Oh, we got a gig in Toronto at a very good venue. It's starting to pick up a bit, but they don't get the beat thing in Canada like it does. I mean, it happened here.
Right.
It actually galvanized right where we're standing.
They embraced it, but it happened here.
But we were watching it.
Yeah.
We liked the style, but not the lifestyle.
Right.
You know, we weren't
going
to bum around.
No.
We were pretending, you know, hanging around smoking
on
the weekend.
Well, you're too polite for jazz.
You know, I think you got that one right. Just a little too nice.
A little too nice for
a little
jazz.
Too nice. There's not enough grit in it, so coming down here and doing it is more resonant, meaningful to me. Just because I know what happened.
Yeah.
You know.
And the West Coast was so much more jazz oriented. The East Coast was so blues.
Yeah.
And of course the crossover between that's where I grew up on was this crossover that bluesy slow. Down by the money.
Is that right?
That's what I grew
where
up
the money
with.
Is.
Yeah, that was the money. Man, you walk into those clubs and you never knew who was going to be in there, and there were some of the most amazing session players who would just show up and play, and you know Eric would come in and play guitar in the rock and roll blues places, and B.B. King would come in and play,
King,
and
wow.
you know these wonderful.
Do you remember
places.
Lenny Bro?
Lenny Bro.
Lenny Bro, do you remember?
Oh,
accidentally
did
watch
a sax player. That played with him. They were like, oh man!
And,
there were so many. I can't remember all the names now because they were. Some of the times you didn't get their names. You just knew later on. Oh, that's who that was.
Oh, and you get the sound.
But did you see that in poetry? Don't you see that when you're in a room where there's good poetry happening, it draws people who love good poetry. That draws a good poet.
Well, I think it's
so
a cultivated taste.
I think in some
taste,
of those places
like
early on.
Like a good scotch. I mean,
yeah.
It's a cultivated taste. You know?
It is. But I think in some of those places, in some of those dive bars, in some of those little jazz joints, the greats stood up there just like everybody else at an open mic
they
and read their
off.
Poems.
The thing that blew me away was the relationship between Charlie Parker and Gillespie. You know, when they were experimenting with the bebop, and they'd stand opposite each other just like you and me, and they'd dare each other how
great.
Long each other could be. Yeah, I'm going to throw you this. And it's like throwing curveballs.
Yeah. And from a musician standpoint, when somebody is challenging you like that, I bet it's the same as an actor. When somebody's challenging you, and you're on the same stage, you play better than ever before, don't you?
I did Julius Caesar. I was playing Brutus, and I'll tell you, the guy playing Cassius, we nearly got the blows.
Yeah.
I tell you something, in the ninth scene, in the tenth scene, and I
you
thought, that's jazz.
That's
and we were throwing
you
over
were
tables
there,
and
right?
going after each other, and the audience started to worry about it, which is not a good idea. They started to forget about the play. But but that's what jazz was, and it got that violence, I think, you hear it with jazz.
I think so. I think there was certainly a lot of violence in back east. With
I remember when Cab Calloway, I don't remember it, but I remember the story where Cab Calloway fired Gillespie for doing what he called Chinese music in his solos. Chinese music out of my and Gillespie went after him with a knife and split his butt away.
Yeah. Oh, there's great stories.
But it was
and although it was a little Wild Wild West, some of the best musicians we've ever heard came out of that era.
That's all they had
on both coasts.
That's all they had. It was music. I mean, they lived.
That was the way out.
I find that visceral thing so lacking in some of the jazz I hear.
Yeah.
So when I hear guys like this,
oh man, what a treat!
I mean, this is how they live, yeah. And the music is important.
It's really important.
And it must have been important for you too.
Oh, it really was. It changed my life as a guitar player. You know,
really?
Totally changed my life.
What kind of guitar did you play?
I played a lot of blues in those days. Now I play a 12-string mostly. I play original, and I play a little jazz, and I play a little pseudo jazz, and I play a little
solo
singer, songer-songwriter kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's on there.
I'll check it out, and I'll communicate.
You send me
with
an
you.
Email. Communicate
I'll
with me because I'd like to keep in touch. I'd like to know how it goes in Toronto. We'd
Thank
love to
you.
Give you a good shot here in this.
Thank you so
much
for the encouragement, because like
it's
as
a
you
wonderful
know,
thing.
it's a shot in the dark, really. Because I
it is, but I think as we learned, you got to be wrong.
You got to be wrong.